Welcome to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, head pastor of Shekinah Avenue. Now, let's listen to today's message.
We wait for you.
Today we are looking at born of the Spirit, the enabling blessing. Let's turn our Bibles to John chapter number 3, verses number 6. It says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. John 6:63, it reads, this is Jesus after a controversial preaching where he told people to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Very controversial. He challenged their thoughts. He looked at them and told them, he said, Moses gave you bread in the wilderness. Your fathers ate it and they still died. But I am the true bread that comes from heaven, that men may eat and live. Very controversial day. Then he went on and said, my body indeed is meat. My blood indeed is a drink. Any man that eats shall live thereof. The Bible said after such controversial preaching on cannibalism in the natural, feeding on my flesh, feeding on my blood. The Bible said, majority of the disciples left him. They forsook him because what he was talking about now is getting a little bit out there. Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? 61. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, does this offend you? Somebody would think he would apologize. He has no apology. Never. That's why it's very important in your walk with God, seek for the answers that are provided in the Word of God than questions that have no answer. A lot of people have questions that God will not answer today, it won't answer tomorrow, it won't answer in eternity, because the answers are all here. Then Jesus pushed it a little further. He said, what? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend where he was, if I am telling you I'm bread, come from heaven, and you can't take that. Eat my flesh, drink my blood, you can't take that. Then what if I change the lines and I tell you that I am come from heaven? Can you bear with that? Then Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The way people can spend time beautifying their faces. Jesus said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Proverbs 18:14. It says, it is the spirit of a man that will sustain him in the day of infirmity. When trouble comes, what sustains a man is a spirit. When you are infirm, either sick, diseased, the Hebrew word extends to say, when trouble comes, it is only your spirit that can keep you, maintain you, and sustain you. I'm taking it again. It's only your spirit that can keep you, maintain you, and sustain you. So, the writer of Proverbs continues and says, a broken spirit, a crushed spirit, an afflicted spirit, who can bear? We have majored on what is necessary. What is unnecessary, and we have left what is the necessary thing. Jesus said in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, he said, know no man after the flesh. We are spending years knowing ourselves after the flesh, but only a few have taken time to know themselves after the Spirit. Being born of the Spirit, understanding what you have become. You know yourself after the flesh. I know myself after the flesh. The way I know you, doctor, is after the flesh, naturally. I know your name is fleshy. You are Dr. Stephen Nwokpogapsen. That is Reverend Jeet. That is Brother Andy. I know them after the flesh. But the knowledge they have about themselves, I don't have that knowledge. You can know your height. You can even know your shoe size. If I want to know, I need to ask you. You know the school you went to. You know the experiences you have had. You know your color. You know whether you are nice or ugly. You know whether you are in between. Because you have seen yourself in the mirror. We don't need to tell you that you have got a mark on your chin. You have seen it in the mirror. We don't need to tell you that you have nice lips. You know. So we know ourselves. You know your color. You know your weight. Some of the women are doing keto. You know your weight. You want to reduce. Because this is a knowledge that is after the flesh. You know where you work. You know what is expected. It is knowledge after the flesh. And we spend all our life getting this knowledge. Because of the certificate you know you have, you are able to apply for some jobs and leave some jobs. Knowledge in the flesh. I know that Andy is a developer. And I know Pastor Della is a pastor. Who would I give my building to based on this knowledge? Would I give it to the pastor? I will ask, where did he school? Does he know? Has he built before? I need knowledge. We call it knowledge in the flesh. Based on that, you would make decisions. Based on that, you make choices. It is all the knowledge in the flesh. Some people are telling us they are 45, but they know that they are 52. And some people are more developed in this kind of knowledge. Very developed. They are very developed. I mean, the guys, they are seriously developed. They progress from just the physical. They know when they get angry. They know things that stir them up to anger. It is not knowledge in the spirit. It's all knowledge of the flesh. They know when they are going to get sick. When somebody is even buying something for you, you can even tell them, I don't like this one. As for me, this is what I like. You know yourself. What you know is not what you should be knowing. Life is essentially spiritual. So until you know what your spirit is, who your spirit is, what your spirit have, if you don't know this, you are exposed to anything here on the earth. But the day you get to know, I'm not telling you what people say outside. No, what people have in their mind. I decided a long time to study deeply about my salvation because I read something that Rejoiner, apostle, prophet Rejoiner said in the final quest. As I read, I came to a place where he said he was caught up to heaven. And when he went to heaven, he saw different levels of the mountain where salvation, faith, holiness, truth. And at the top of the mountain, that is where they were having warfare. And the greater you grow, the greater you go. Then he said that the broadest of the places was the place of salvation. Then he said that when he entered through a gate, he saw treasures of salvation in the door. He said within the door, he saw different doors. He saw different pearls. Each pearl had what they stood for. He said there was one pearl that was red in nature and another door that looked very plain. And the angels told him, they said, Rejoiner, do you know something in this place? He said, no. They told him, there are doors that are here that are ugly and plain. He said, in heaven? They said, yes. Then he said, there is another door which is terrible. He said, in this place, terrible doors. So he said his curiosity made him to go and see how terrible the door was. And when he got close to the door, he saw a red pearl. When he touched it, it was the sufferings of the Christ. Then he said, as he touched it, he couldn't bear it. Then he said something. He said that the angel that took him there told him that there is a shortcut. There is a door at the lowest level of salvation that connects a man from salvation to the highest authority. Then he asked the angels, why didn't I find it when I started? He said, you were busy with too many things. What God has done for us in salvation, we will need eternity and eternity of eternities to understand all. That is why it is important to understand. Because listen, as you sit here, you don't have any spiritual problem if you don't know. Listen carefully. I am going to say it again. This year is this year. Let them come after me. I'll preach the same thing. You don't have any problem spiritually because you have not taken knowledge to find out what your spirit has become. But the day you find out, you have no respect for anything that operates on earth. The day you find out
what Jesus has done. Things like spiritual things come and hijack and store my glory. From where? But until we wake up to the reality, we will be football. You know the way we say it in our local bellies? You'll be totters. They will play totters. You don't have any spiritual problem. All your spiritual problem was solved the day you gave your life to Christ. That is why he said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of spirit is spirit. Once you are spirit, you know what you have become. Now, I don't need to tell you to eat. You are flesh, you will eat. I don't need to tell you you should rest. You are flesh, you will be tired, you will rest. It's the same way you begin to learn about your spirit and exercise it. Because the Bible said, a man shall be sustained in his trouble by his spirit. This one, you will need days to ponder over it. You will need months to think about it. Either than that, you will hear fables. We are coming to realization. We are coming to reality. Nobody would deceive us with fables. We see visions. We have dreams. But that is not our trust. Our trust is this one. That's why Jesus said, he said, nothing quickens. It is only the spirit that quickens. And the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. When you contact the word, you have contacted spirit. You can influence things in the realm of the spirit. I declare over your life, all the issues around you, they are already corrected. Your body is healed. Your mind is healed. As natural as you are, when you gave birth, did you expect your child to be deformed? Lady Pastor, when you gave birth, did you expect your child to be deformed? Even you and me, who are natural, do you expect what God has given birth to have problems? It is depressed. It can't dominate. It is broken. It is dominated by sin. From where? You will not give a damn to any curse, any spell. No damn to any obstacle. Let them come like Zerubbabel. The Bible said, it is not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. When the spirit come, power and might are set aside. He said, what are thou, O mountain, before Zerubbabel? You'll become like a plain. I declare over your life that you are born of God. And because you are born of God, things are turning around. Obstacles are moving out of the way. You are born of the spirit. You don't have any problem in the spirit. Until you begin to think like this, your natural and soulish problems will never be solved. The Bible said, the body without the spirit is dead. So the body's existence is dependent on what? The spirit. So get knowledge. Make sure that you get knowledge. Get knowledge about your spirit. So that when you walk, you smile in the midst of trouble. When everybody feels that you are going down, you are smiling. When they feel like you should shout, you are calm. When they think you will talk and shout, you are silent. Because you understand the game. You understand the game here. That a man's spirit shall sustain him. Not the giddy giddy he does outside. No. That is your soul. But real trouble, it is your spirit. Listen. Your spirit has no problem. The problem is in your soul. The way you think. And that is why I have been saying that the greatest responsibility you have is renewal of your mind. Once your mind is renewed, what is in your spirit will flow. It will flow into your body. Your body will be healthy. Your home will be blessed. What are we? What did we become? What is your spirit like? Get to know it. When you know it is fair, you will match your dressing well. I can even see people in nose mask who have done combination. They are in black attire with black nose mask. We call it combination. Black trousers, black nose mask to match. Orange nose mask to match orange dress. And those who have done colors, multicolored socks to match colored nose mask. It is all allowed. You know yourself. It's as simple as that. You know yourself. And I'm saying that even the knowledge you have is no knowledge at all. Now we want to learn what we are. Our spirit one is alive. Our spirit is alive. There is no spirit on earth that is alive apart from our spirit. There is no spirit in the dark kingdom that is alive. They all don't have God. They are not supported by God. They are not united with God. It is only the believer spirit and born again that is united with the spirit of God. there is no principality here on earth that has the support of God but you. The Bible said, know ye not that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Corinthians goes further and say that he that is joined to the Lord, he is one spirit. When you look at him, you are seeing like God. He is light and we are light. He is the living stone and we are the lively stones. You are alive. Your spirit is alive. Touch your chest 3 times. Tell yourself, my spirit is alive. Don't look at my flesh. My spirit is alive. You can't curse me. You can't frustrate me. Ah, you can't trap me. You can't have me in a disadvantage. My spirit is alive. I don't start the thing and it fails. My spirit is alive. I don't begin a business and it fails. My spirit is alive. Later, I want you to go back. I have a whole write-up. Take it. Don't make it available. Refer to all the scriptures. The Bible said, Ephesians 2, it says, formerly, we were controlled by the spirit of disobedience. We were children of wrath. But God, who in his great mercy, had quickened us. We are alive. We are quickened, brothers. He said, God has quickened our spirit. When you look at us in the spirit, we are alive. We are more alive than a fetish priest. More alive than an occult. More alive than an Illuminati. More alive than a spell gazer. More alive than a necromancer. We are more alive. Let them bring it on. We are more alive. Whether in your job, whether in your neighborhood, you are more alive than them. Today is self-discovery. We are alive. Not only are we alive, we are justified. We are righteous. Our spirit has no problem. Our spirit is right with God. It does not matter what you are going through physically. An occult man told me something that I've never forgotten up to today. This occult man looked at me. He said, Apostle, when you are sick, what do you do? I said, I pray. He said, okay. When I am sick, I practice meditation of the highest order. Trance meditation. I practice it. I get out of my body. My spirit gets out of my body. And I go and empower my spirit. And I come back into my body. And my body is healed. An occult. He taught me sense. From that day, I told myself that, listen, I must find out what has happened to my spirit. Because if this guy can be doing this kind of thing, somebody say it's not biblical. Be there. Be there. The Bible said, Elisha said, don't you know that when you went to meet the man, Gehazi, don't you know my spirit followed you? We are born of the spirit. We have right standing with God. We have right standing with God. We have no problem. We don't have spiritual sickness. We don't have spiritual disease. We don't have spiritual curses. It is a fallacy. Pay attention. The Bible said, don't let any man spoil you. He said, don't let any man spoil you. You might allow yourself and you'll be spoiled. He said, don't let any man, not God. He said, don't let any man spoil you through philosophy. Vain deceit. Don't let them spoil you. Say, I am alive in the spirit. And I am righteous in my spirit. The Bible said, Kalabahasha. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are past. All things have become new. And all these things are of God. Then he comes down and says, he made him that knew no sin to be sin for us. He's not talking about your body. He's talking about your spirit.
So Sydney Quay, we'll be right back. Follow us on all our social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Skype, YouTube, at Shekinah Avenue. Continues.
All things have become new. For he had made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. That we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's why I said your spirit has no problem. Change your mind quick. Change it fast. Change it at the speed of light. You are alive. you are righteous. And beyond being righteous and alive, brothers and sisters, you are accepted. Yes. The word that is used in Ephesians 1:6, it starts from 4. He said he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we will be holy and blameless before him in love. I like the way the message says it. Can we read it together in the message? Long before, can I hear you? Long before he laid down his foundation, he had us in mind and settled on us as the focus of his love, made whole and holy by his love. Can we go on 5 and 6? Long ago, he decided to adopt us into his family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure he took in planning this. This is Bible. He wanted us to enter into the celebration of his lavish gift giving by the hand of his son. Ayadamahaya. Can I read some more? Because of the sacrifice of the Messiah, his blood poured out on the altar of the cross, we are a free people. When you don't say it, you won't become. What you don't say, you won't become. Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession. When we talk, he's an apostle and he's a high priest. Let's read it. Let's read it again. What does he say? We are a free people, free of penalties, punishments, chalked up by all our misdeeds, and not just barely free. We are declared as born of the Spirit. There is no bondage around your home. No bondage in your finance. You are a free man. You are a free man. Not only have you been accepted, the word accepted in the 6 and 7 in the King James is the same word that was used for Mary when the angel appeared and said, Mary, thou art highly favored. It is the same thing that has been said about you. You are highly favored. No demon can contest it. No man can refuse it. You are highly declare, I am born of the Spirit.
I am born of the Spirit.
Not only are we righteous, not only are we accepted, we are anointed and sealed. There is ownership over us. You can't touch our body. You can't touch our soul. You can't touch our spirit. We are highly sealed. Not only are you sealed and anointed, it goes beyond that. You are perfected. Your spirit is perfected. I want you to pay attention. I am revealing what your spirit is, so that when you rise from church today and you walk, when somebody says they will juju you, you smile. You know who you are, not in the physical. You know who you are spiritually. Hebrews 10:14. He says, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified. The day you got born again, your spirit was perfected. It doesn't even end there. It gets more interesting. He said, not only are you perfected, you are complete. Telling you about your spirit, what is in that body of yours, far buried in that body of yours. Colossians 2:9. Can we read it together? What does it say? It said, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are what? You are complete. You lack nothing. This is your spirit. This is what we are. Kalabahaya. The devil lacks light. We don't lack light. We are in charge, brothers and sisters. You are going to find it out very soon. We are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. Where are they? We are headmasters over them. You see, you can't say amen because you have been taught. You have been taught that the princes in your home, they are mighty. The princes in your home, they are above you. The princes in your home, they are stronger than you. You need 33 days of fast to break the princes. The Bible says, ye are complete. You see, our problem is that we don't humble ourselves when we come to the word of God. We bring our experiences, we bring our challenges, and as long as you do that, you will never change. I'm going to say it again. As long as you do that with the word of God, you will never change. It does not matter who prays for you, who fasts for you, who speaks on your behalf. If you can't come with humility and accept the word of God, he said you are the head. Then he goes on to say that you are complete in him. That is the head. Of all, not some, whether they are in Ghana, in Togo, in Ireland, he said all. all principalities and powers. You are the head, and you are in the head. What audacity! That's why I like the Phillips translation, so that you won't think what he is saying is just plain. You go down to the 15, then you read. I have mastered Colossians, I've mastered Ephesians, I've mastered Galatians, because this is where my life is. This is where you are revealed. If you miss it, you'll struggle. Verses 15, I am righteous, I am accepted. Who has a Bible? You can read it. I like the Phillips translation. The Phillips translation says that when Jesus defeated them, he exposed them. He made an exposition. And when he exposed them, we realized that they were defeated completely. They were shattered completely. That is where we have come. Our spirits are in charge. You look young. You look old. You don't look like it. But I have news for you. Your spirit is complete. Listen. Your spirit has become a new creation. A new kind of man. Never seen. The only kind that has ever been like that is Jesus Christ. That's what you have become in your spirit. Can you believe it? Will you believe it? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. It doesn't end there. He says that we have become sons of God. We are like him, because as he is, so are we. In this world, not in the world to come. That is who you are. Tell me, you are an ambassador. Your spirit is ambassadorial in nature. You have immunity from everything that is wrong on this place. Whether Ghana, Togo, Nigeria, US, UK, you are an ambassador. You are not regulated by that economy. You have got heavenly provisions flowing in the natural for your sake, because you are an ambassador. I declare over your life, enjoy ambassadorial provisions. I declare, enjoy ambassadorial immunity. Rejoice and joy in immunity provided as an ambassador. What is even troubling when you look at an ambassador? When they do wrong, you can't even judge them in your country. You have to leave their judgment. It is only their nation that can judge them. We call it diplomatic immunity. And you, what your fathers did cannot be put in your account. You are exempted from their lineage. See, you can't say amen. People are so indoctrinated, eh? They have learned so many chaff. That when you teach Bible, they can't even shout. I am saying it again. What your fathers did, and what has been done on the land you live on, it has no right over you, because you are an ambassador. That is what your spirit is. Escape freely. Be delivered without struggle. Shine without struggle. Be healthy without struggle. Receive it. From today, work like you are a champion, because that's what you are. Whoever you are, don't let anybody intimidate you. The most experienced curses could not curse Israel. The man noted for cursing, by name Balaam, he could not curse Israel. He said, if you don't know who you have become, things that you should sleep over, you'll be awake over them. Men of God, not only are we ambassadors, we are able ministers. We are born of them. We are able ministers. Able. Maybe I will give you the definition in the dictionary of able. It says, you have the skill set, you have the opportunity, and you have the strength. Can we take it together? Having the power, the skill, the means, or opportunity to do something. You have no excuse again. You are an able minister. You have the power, you have the skill, you have the means, and you have the opportunity to minister the new covenant. Don't talk like somebody who is weak. Listen, do you know what it takes for God, who heaven can contain, to come and live in your body? When Solomon built the temple, he begged God. He went on his knees and said, Lord, I know the heavens of heavens can contain you. What is the temple that you dwell in? But here we are, born of the Spirit. The Spirit of God is in your body. Starting today, never say you don't have love. You have the fruit in your body. You have love, you have patience, you have kindness, you have humility, you have self-control, you have long suffering. Don't complain when you're in suffering. You can handle it. There's a capacity in you that can handle it. And beyond that, we are enabled with the manifestations of the Spirit. The King James calls it the gifts of the Spirit. You know the way the Bible starts by saying, he said, concerning the spiritual. When a man becomes spirit, concerning the things that work in a man's spirit. He said, to every man is given of the Spirit. Every man, you are born of the Spirit. I am born of the Spirit. I am enabled. There is no way my marriage will fail. There is no way I should lose my cool. I am the fruit of patience. I saw a believer. He said, I don't know what happened. And I lost my temper and I slapped a woman. He said, the devil overtook me. I said, brother, go and find an ignorant preacher and talk to him. You lifted your hand yourself. You slapped her yourself. You got angry yourself. I said, if you were not in the room and she said what she said, would you slap her? He said, no, I wouldn't hear. I said, if you were, who had it? You. Who lifted his hand? You. Who slapped? You. Then I quoted to him in Romans. I said, the Bible said, sin shall not have dominion over you. Don't yield your members as instrument of sin. I said, brother, change that confession. Talk like a believer. Say, yes, apostle, I shall not slap again. Listen, the manifestations of the Spirit, they are common to us. You should see visions. You should hear the voice of God. You should have discernings. You should be able to heal the sick. It is called the manifestations and the expressions of the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost is there, that is the expressions that show up. And once you are born of the Spirit, you are a carrier of it. When you need discernment, it will be there. When you need miracles, it will be there. When you need speaking in tongues, it is there. When you need prophecy, it is there. That is why I end with Joel chapter 2, 23 to 28. We are going to read the 28. Then we will come back to read 23. Then whatever you see there, you tell yourself that I have received it. What does the 28 say? Joel 2, 28. And it shall come to pass what? Which means that there is something there that this experience comes after. So before this experience shows up, that should come. Are we on the same chapter? Do you understand what we are saying? I am taking it again. It means that by the time the Holy Ghost comes over a man, there should be something that has already been set in motion. Because it only happens after. The Holy Spirit comes only afterwards. Do you have the Holy Ghost?
Yes.
And why is the Holy Ghost? So if the Holy Ghost has come, now pay attention to the things that God has already programmed. Because these things precede. Your right hand, let's read Bible like we are reading Bible for ourselves. Everything you read here, every verse we read, we give a shout. Let's go, one, two, go. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. In the same month, I declare over your life, there is the latter and the former rain. This is not now going to happen. You are awakening it. It has already begun. The former and the latter rain in your home, in your business, in your career. The latter and the former rain. They receive it. 24. Let's read it together. And what shall happen? Brethren, what shall happen to you? And the floors shall be full of wheat. And the fats shall overflow with wine and oil. Adekazabahaya. Wine is for laughter, oil is for refreshment. I declare that by the word of God, receive wine, receive laughter. What do you say at the 25? And I will restore to you the ears the locusts are eating, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmerworm, my great army which I send among you. I will restore whatever the COVID has taken, whatever the COVID has destroyed.
Jesus,
I declare today at the sound of my voice, whatever it has destroyed in timeline, in prophets, I declare today that there is restoration. 26, read it for yourself and your family. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. It doesn't end there. 27 says, and ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else. And my people shall never. How many times has he said, never be ashamed? Twice. Hayadaka haya. Today I stand as your pastor.
Jesus.
with my eyes open on the word of God, and I declare there shall be no shame around your territory. There shall be no shame, and it shall come to pass. It has come to pass. I said it has come to pass. Oh, the Spirit has been poured on us. The old man shall dream dreams. The young man shall see visions. And the servant shall prophesy. Lift your hands in heaven. Begin to prophesy.
Thank you for tuning in to Kingdom Mandate with Apostle Sidney Quay, Head Pastor of Shekinah Avenue. For prayer and counseling, please call 0200-999-852. Join us for our Sunday services from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Locate us at Shekinah Avenue Auditorium, opposite the Washing Bay, Saika, Obodo, East Legon. Same time next week. Remain blessed.